إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَأْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, O you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Allah begins by calling you with the best and the greatest of the characteristics of a Muslim, and that is Iman. And that's why Allah addresses the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe, or O you who profess belief, that you believe in Allah. أَتِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. And obey those in authority amongst you. And if you differ in any affair between yourselves, any affair of ibadah, of deen, connected to the dunya, wherein which you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or connected to the matters of the unseen, whether it be matters of the grave, the matters of the hereafter, what is to take place, the bridge over the hellfire, the weighing of the deeds, yawmul qiyamah, about Allah and his names and his attributes, or whether it be the judgment of Allah upon this arb, what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do, the halal and the haram, the interactions and the mu'amalat between the people, and how you're supposed to behave and how you're not supposed to behave, the relationships between you and your spouse, the relationship between you and your parents, between you and the society around you, between you and the ruler, between you and the Muslim ruler, between you and the non-Muslim ruler, your relationship with those who don't practice Islam or those who innovate into the deen of Allah, that which is not from the religion. How are you to deal with them? فَإِن تَنَازَأْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you differ in any of these affairs, any of these spheres of religion, then return it back to Allah and His Messenger. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you truly do believe in Allah and you believe in the hereafter, and that is better for you in terms of determination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers not to just give lip service to the fact that you believe. Not those munafiqoon that they say we believe, but yet they have a marad, they have a disease in their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases them in their disease. The believer, walhamdulillah, is not like that. The believer does not just give mere lip service to the fact when he says, I believe in Allah, and I believe in the Messenger, and I believe in the last day, and I believe in the Malaika, and I believe in the books that were revealed, and I believe what will take place in the punishment of the grave in terms of its bliss or its reward and the questioning of the grave, and I believe in everything that will take place yawmul qiyamah. He doesn't give mere lip service to it, but he actually believes in it, and he acts in accordance to it, such that any affair that happens with regard to his religious matters, in the way that the woman should dress, in the way that the man should dress, in what you're allowed to look at, what you're not allowed to look at, what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat, how jihad is to be performed, how you're supposed to deal with the ruler if he sins. How do you deal with the ruler when he's righteous? How do you advise the ruler? How do you advise your father? Is it the same type of advice that you would give to your children? Would you advise your children the same way that you would advise your mother and father? Discipline. How would you discipline your children? All of this is in the Quran and the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where the Muslims differ in the performance of Hajj, in the performance of Salah, in the way that we deal with the scholars, are the scholars to be blindly followed? Whatever they say, we listen to? Or is there an underlying foundation upon which is built the obedience to the scholars and respect to the scholars? And the answer is, of course, there is an underlying foundation upon which we have respect for the scholars. Wa ulil amri minkum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said himself, Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority. The scholars, from the olden times up until now, from ancient times up until now, who are the ulil amri minkum? Who are the ones in authority over you? Then the mufassirin, such as Ibn Kathir, and other than Ibn Kathir and Imam Sa'di, that those in authority over you are the rulers of the Muslims, meaning those who are in charge of governments and countries, from the Muslims and the scholars, the ulama. So they said, the mufassirun, the scholars of tafsir, they said that those in authority over you, they are the umara and the ulama. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayah, Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul. Obey Allah and obey the Rasul. He used the word obey twice. Obey Allah, obey the Rasul. He did not use it for the third time. He said, obey Allah, obey the Rasul and those in authority. But he did not repeat the word obey three times. He only used the word obey twice. One for Allah, one for the Messenger. And then as a follow-on, he said, and those in authority. Meaning that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, obey Allah? Why? Because you have no choice. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, obey the Messenger? Why? Because you have no choice. But he did not say, obey those in authority, meaning obey the scholars and obey the rulers. Why? Because the obedience to the scholars and the rulers has a foundation, and that is the Quran and the Sunnah. So if the scholar's speech is supported by evidence, then we follow it. And we obey the scholar even. If the scholar says pray, we pray. If the scholar says make wudu before you pray, we make wudu before you pray. Why? Because he's not speaking from himself. That is in the Quran, that is in the Sunnah. That is in the Quran and Sunnah. If the scholar says drink wine, you obey him? Of course you don't. He said, that's haram, because that opposes the Quran and the Sunnah. He says, no, Allah said in the Quran, Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Obey those in authority, and the scholars are those in authority alongside the rulers. So you must obey me and drink the wine. What's the answer? No, we will not obey in that. Because obedience is to Allah unconditionally. Obedience is to the Rasul unconditionally. And obedience to those in authority, from the scholars and from the rulers, so long as it is supported and does not contradict the Quran and the Sunnah. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah commands us to take whatever the Messenger gives you. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Whatever the Messenger gives you, then take it. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ. What clear evidence is there? This is Quran. You know, there are people who say, listen, only the Quran, don't worry about the Sunnah. Obey Allah, not the Messenger. Messenger's like a man and you're a man. No, Allah commanded you to obey him. Yes, he is a man. Like the Prophet ﷺ himself used to say, Ana basharun mithlukum, I am a man just like you. But however, Allah has revealed to me the revelation, the Quran, and he has revealed to me something that resembles the Quran, i.e. the Sunnah. So when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the revelation was sent to him, there were two revelations that were sent to him, the Quran and the Sunnah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the Messenger gives you, then take it. You have no choice in the matter. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever he prohibits for you, then stay away from it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ for indeed Allah is severe in punishment. Meaning, if you do not take what He gives you, and you do not keep away from Him what He forbids you, then fear Allah. For indeed Allah is severely and severe in His punishment upon those who disobey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are to obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unconditionally. As for obedience, then that is conditional. Obedience to the scholar, this is why you find that beautiful statement from the great scholar Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala. When he used to say to his students, he used to say, woe to you that you write down everything that I say. I may hold an opinion today and I may alter it tomorrow. In a narration he said, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, that was also said by Imam Shafi'i, فَإِذَا صَحَّ الْحَدِيثَ فَهُوَ مَذْحَبِي. If the hadith is authentic, then that is my madhab. Meaning, what's my madhab? Hadith of Rasulullah. So don't write every opinion that I say, for I may hold it today and alter it tomorrow. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, لَا تُقَلِّدُونِي. Don't blindly follow me. And do not blindly follow الشافعي, nor Malik, nor Athawri, nor Awza'i. All of these are great scholars. Don't blindly follow them. He's saying, don't blindly follow me. That's Ahmad ibn Hanbal. The last of the four madhabs. Died in 241. He said, don't blindly follow me. Don't make taqleed. لا تقلدوني. Don't blindly follow me. And don't blindly follow الشافعي. Died 204. Don't blindly follow Athawri. Died 161. Don't blindly follow Al-Awza'i, died 157. But rather take from where all of them they took. Take from the Kitab and the Sunnah, take from where they took. So meaning that if I utter a word, don't just assume that you are obligated to follow me. I didn't receive revelation. Follow the one who received revelation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. The one, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never speaks from his desires, but rather it is revelation that is conveyed to him. Quran and Sunnah. So that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And as for the one who now comes and he commands you with something for which there is no proof in the Quran, no proof in the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is connected to your religion, then there is no obedience, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to the created beings in disobedience to the one who created. So the created being may come to you and command you, Maghrib today is 7 raka'at. Not 3 anymore. Today for us it's 7. We're going to obey him. Even though we love ibadah, we love maghrib, we love salah, we love the prayer, but we will not increase maghrib from 3 up to 7. Maghrib is 3. So whoever comes and he says, listen, it's ibadah, make ibadah. Well, he wants to make ibadah, but we will not exceed the ibadah of Allah's Messenger because we are not better than him. We will not exceed what he did and we will not fall short from what he did, alayhi salatu wassalam. Because he is the one who received revelation. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that all of you will enter into Jannah, illa man aba. All of you will enter into Jannah except for the one who refuses. They said, Ya Rasulullah, who is going to refuse? He said, whomsoever obeyed me, he will enter Jannah. And whomsoever disobeys me, then he has refused Jannah. By disobeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is why we say, the following of the Quran and the Sunnah is not lip service. It's not just an utterance upon the tongue. It requires action. It requires a'mal. It requires a person exerts himself to seek the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just to say, well, all of these thousands of Muslims are differing. So it doesn't matter which part I take, all the rivers lead to the same sea. They don't lead to the same sea. If they led to the same sea, then Allah would have told you. But instead, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say upon the tongue of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line in the sand and he said, Hadha sabilullah, one line. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said he drew one line in the sand and he said, Hadha sabilullah, this is the one line of Allah. And then he drew lines to the right and left. These are the rivers that they say, right? They say all the rivers lead to the ocean. So it doesn't matter as long as we get to the ocean. But the Prophet ﷺ drew the other lines, or if you want to say, drew the other streams. And then what did he say? He said, هَذِهِ سُبُلٌ مُتَفَرِّقًا. These are paths that divert your way. عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ شَيْطَانٍ. Upon the head of each one of these paths is a devil. يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ, calling to it. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ, then he recited the statement of Allah, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. This is the one straight path of Allah, the ayah in the Quran. This is the one straight path of Allah. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. This is my one straight path, so follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. And do not follow the other paths. For indeed they will separate you. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. For indeed those other paths will separate you away from Allah's straight path. It is not allowed, my brothers and sisters, to assume that the rivers all lead to the same sea. No, the Muslims have divided. The Muslims are differing. The Muslims are talking about prayer as if the Prophet came with 20 different modes of prayer. Some people are celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people are celebrating the middle of Sha'ban. Some people are celebrating the Isra and the Mi'raj. All types of celebrations and festivities that have been entered into Islam. فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if you differ in any affair between yourselves, then refer it back to Allah and His Messenger. The answer is simple. I don't agree that we should celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't say no. Well, let them do it. It's a free world, and let them do it, and everyone to their own religion. All the rivers lead to the same sea. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say all the rivers lead to the same sea. Rather, he said all of these paths have a devil at the head of them. That's what he said. And he said the path of Allah, wa anna hadha sirati mustaqim, and is one. The Sirat al-Mustaqim is one. Allah said it in the Quran. The Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud when he drew a line in the sand. So now we differ. So what happens now? If you believe in Allah and the last day, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say, right, I don't know which one is right and which one is wrong. So the answer is simple. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba do this? If they did it, I will do it. And I'll be the first to do it. Because I love Allah. And I love the Messenger. And I love his companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. So I will do as they did. This is the way of the people of Sunnah. This is the way of those who love Allah and love the Messenger. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say to them, O Prophet, if you truly love Allah, you want to show your love, that you truly love Allah, then what do? Give lip service? Just say it? No. He said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you truly love Allah, then follow me. Follow who? Follow Muhammad. Allah commanded him to say that in the Quran. Say to all of the people, if you love Allah, then follow me, then Allah will love you. So now, you love Allah. You want to now prove and you want to give evidence to the fact that you love Allah. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my straight path, so follow it. Follow that one path. If you differ in any affair, go to Allah and His Messenger. Meaning go to the Quran and go to the hadith that are authentic. If you believe in Allah on the last day. If you don't believe in Allah on the last day, as it should be believed in, as Allah should be believed in, and as the last day should be believed in, and how Muhammad should be believed in, and the punishment of the grave should be believed in, and the joy of the grave should be believed in, and the revelation should be believed in, and the angels and so on, from all of the pillars and branches of Iman, if you truly believe in all of that, then take all of your affairs back to the Quran and the Sunnah. Don't let the people say that all of the streams lead to the oceans. They don't. There's only one path, and that is the path of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam and his sahaba radiallahu anhum. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast upon that path. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wassalamu ala sharafil mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Amma ba'd. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي كتاب الله وسنتي. He said, indeed, I have left something amongst you people. Were you to hold on to it firmly, you would never go astray after me. The book of Allah and my sunnah. So what protects the person from going astray? What protects a person from falling into one of the deviated sects that the Prophet ﷺ said? And every Muslim knows the hadith. This ummah will divide into 73 sects, kulluha fi an-nar, except for one. All of them into the hellfire except for one. So what is the salvation and protection from falling into the 72 deviant sects and one that will keep you firm? That the Prophet ﷺ said, I've left two things amongst you, the book of Allah and my sunnah. In a narration, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, the ummah will divide, so which is the one that will save us and protect us? How do we attain that safety and salvation? He said, Ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi. The safe sect is that which I and my companions are upon today. Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba. The whole of the Quran repeats over and over again the importance of following the Kitab and the Sunnah when you differ in any affair between yourselves. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Oh no, oh Muhammad, no, for reality, for a surety, that they will never truly believe up until they make you, oh Muhammad, the judge in all of the disputes between them. Then you will not find in their hearts any form of contradiction or resistance to that which you have judged with, and they will submit with a complete and utter submission. So Allah has commanded in the Quran. You see, the problem with Muslims today, and maybe throughout time, is that they hear these verses, they hear these ayats, but when it comes to the reality of the matter, they say, Ya akhi, I'm not a scholar, so I will just do what the people do. All the rivers lead to the same sea, up until they realize, actually, they don't lead to the same sea. So what do? It's almost like a herd mentality. You know, you see one person going one way, you don't follow. You see two going that way, you don't follow. When you see 400 walking in one direction, you think, well, why am I going that way? Let me just follow the 400. It's a herd mentality. Cattle do it. Sheep do it. But here in Islam, the jama'ah and the truth is not judged by the herd mentality. How is it judged? It is judged by the truth. Al-jama'ah ma wafaq al-haq walau kunta wahdak. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the companion himself, said the jama'ah is whatever is in accordance to the truth, even if you be one person. It's not about herds, it's not about following groups, it's not about following parties and who's got the biggest following and who can speak with the loudest voice and who's got the greatest amount of money. It's got nothing to do with that, it's to do with the truth. If you, O Muhammad, had spent the wealth of the earth to bring their hearts together, you would never have brought their hearts together, but Allah brought their hearts together. Allah said it in the Quran. وَأَعْتَزِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on all of you together to the rope of Allah and be not disunited. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And remember the bounty of Allah upon you when you were enemies one to another and Allah brought your hearts together. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Then after that you became brothers one to another when Allah brought your hearts together by His grace. But what brought the hearts together? The rope of Allah, the book and the sunnah. Our deen is not a deen of just following blindly whoever screams out to you. We ask them, where did you get this practice from? You want me to join you in this practice? Where did you get it from? You want me to celebrate this occasion? You want me to celebrate that occasion? You want me to celebrate the birthday of the Prophet? You want me to celebrate, you know, the Isra and Mi'raj? You want me to take a night out in the middle of the year to do some special act of worship? For what? Give me the evidence and I'll do it. Otherwise, I'm not doing it. Quran is there, Bukhari is there, Muslim is there, Abu Dawud is there, Tirmidhi is there, Ibn Majah is there. If the hadith is, if it comes from a hadith book that has weak and authentic hadith, prove to me its authenticity. Because the scholars have spoken about the authenticity of the hadith in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, and Nasa'i, Ibn Majah. If it's in Bukhari and Muslim, bring it to me, I'm with you. Because this is the source of it, this is my deen. This is upon which I'll be judged yawm al-qiyamah. And you want me to follow the herd? You want me to follow groups and parties? You want me to follow the majority? It's not about majority and minority. Because 72 are in hell and one is in paradise. Who's the majority now? with the majority. The haqq is not measured by numbers. Prophet ﷺ, when he began, he was on his own with his wife and with Ali, Ali ibn Abi Talib and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. That's all they were. Majority or minority, minority. By the time they went to Medina and the da'wah had spread, they became the majority. Okay. So when they're in minority, were they upon the haqq? They were upon the haqq. Not because of numbers, they were upon the haqq because they were upon the haqq. In Medina, when they were the majority, they were upon the haqq. Not because they were the majority, because they were upon the haqq. It wasn't numbers. It was about the truth. It was about judging in accordance with the truth in every single affair. And not differing from that, barakallahu feekum. The discussion really is a long one. To be honest, and maybe the khutbah is not the place for it. And maybe inshallah over the days that come, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we can maybe expand upon some of these principles. But that was just a reminder to myself and to yourself about the importance of not just giving lip service to this deen. It's about action. It's about referring all our differences back to the kitab and the sunnah. And not blindly following anyone who speaks out. We respect the ulama of old and the ulama of these times. But the ilm that they impart to you must have the underlying foundation of evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah and from the Sahaba. This is our deen. Right? And don't be confused and don't allow yourself to be confused. You are intelligent people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and gave you aql. That aql should be used in the right manner. To question in a good manner. So that you do not oppose the book and the Sunnah. So yawm al-qiyamah, that you'll be from those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters into Jannah and enters you into the gardens of paradise. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those whom He accepts into the gardens of paradise that He has created for His believing servants. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa aqimu salam.